Our subject this afternoon is the Bible in two sentences, and our speaker is Brother Josh, and he's going to, there is no reading, so I'm just going to hand straight over to him.
So, good afternoon, everybody. I had to think what time of day it was. Get my notes up. Okay, thanks. Can you turn to John chapter 3, please? And we'll just look at verse 16. And verse 17. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So, I don't know whether that's two sentences in your Bible, but it is two sentences in mine. And I think in that is almost the whole message of the Bible summed up. The Bible can seem like it's a really big and a really complex book sometimes, but actually, yes, it is complex, and there's lots and lots of layers to it, but the basic message of the gospel in the Bible is very simple. The Bible is like an onion, and I don't know if any of you have seen the film Shrek. They say ogres are like onions. Well, the Bible is like an onion, and the more you peel back, well, there's another layer, and it's just slightly different color. And it's layers and layers and layers all the way down. So at the basic level, we can understand, but then the more you look into it, the more you realize how wonderful the Bible is. So, it's all about love. As we just read that here, God so loved the world. So there's no distinction between male and female, or what race you are. God loves everyone equally. Even if they're religious or not religious, God loves everybody the same way. And God, as we've seen, is a father. He gave us his Son. So let's think about that in terms of him being a father. So God isn't like a really distant power that has some mystical love that we can't understand. He's described as being a father. It's kind of an obvious point, but it's worth raising. So he knows what it's like to have children. And the love which he has is like the love that a father has for his children then. So it's something that we can see and we can relate to. Thank you. So it's like an onion there. It's like a bit of a magic trick. And a good father will always love his children, won't he? We've all seen or maybe experienced the love of a father. And a good father, regardless of how bad the child is, always love him and always try and help him to do the best that he can, the son or daughter. And if his children are bad, then he will tell them off. You know, so well, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's not just for the sake of telling them off. It's so that he can help them to develop into a better person. And that's what God is like. God lays down ground rules. He says, right, So God doesn't say this, but of course the father would say, well, you've got to be in bed by 8 o'clock. You know, I don't want you staying out too late or whatever. And it's not just because he's a killjoy. It's because he wants to keep the child safe and to bring him up properly. And God lays down some ground rules for us to follow. And So God is... Think about a scenario for a minute. So there's a father and his child, and the father tells the child, like, I don't want you to touch the fire. And he might explain why. He'll say, because the fire is hot. But the child's only like 2 years old. He doesn't understand what it's like to be burnt and the dangers of fire and how complicated and beautiful it is. So he just has to stay away from it from now. And the child might ask why. Yeah, God might explain why, but he really doesn't understand what this means. So once the child is older, the father will say to the child, right, it's okay now. You can go near the fire because you're old enough to understand. And he might give him a poker as well and say, I want you to build a fire. And, the simple rule that he laid down at first is still the same. You don't touch the flames because they will burn you, but you can do all sorts of wonderful things with fire if you use it in the right way. So this is what God's love is like for us. When we were young in our faith, there's these simple principles that we need to learn and to live by, and they're always true. But as we get more mature in faith, we can start reading more of the Bible and understanding the true reasons and the true meanings behind these ground rules. So the Old Testament of the Bible is like God as a father giving a simple answer to his people. And God chooses a nation, a people, and they're called Israel. And they're intended to be an example to everybody else of how to live. And God gives them these ground rules. He gives them what are called the law, the Jewish law. And they have to follow these rules and make sure that they stick to them all. But like any child, Israel doesn't always follow all the rules. Sometimes they just failed to get them all right because it's quite a complicated list of rules. And sometimes they were rebellious and they deliberately followed the wrong path. And that might be because they didn't fully understand why the rules were given. Some of them did. They understood what the laws were about and why God had given them these laws, and that there was a true and a greater message behind the laws to keep them safe, to keep them happy. And but some of them didn't understand why they had to follow all these silly rules, and so they just abandoned them and did their own thing. The New Testament then is God's reasons why the laws were given. That's what Jesus came into the world to do, was to explain these laws better, to help people to understand God and to learn why these rules had been given. So these principles behind the laws that Jesus explains, like, you know, why we don't just put our hands in a fire, these are what Jesus came to explain, and they are really important principles to live by as a Christian. And they show us the love that God has for us. Because Jesus has done this, if we understand the reasons why they're given, we don't need to worry about higgledy-piggledy notes of the law, because we can see the reason why it's given and follow the better principle behind it. So no one can follow God's principles perfectly. This is the reason why he gave us his son, because actually this means a few things. So firstly, he gave Jesus, he came into the world to be a leader. He had such a wonderful and charismatic character. And as you can read in the New Testament, he's really full of life. And it's so wonderful and full that Jesus is almost like a celebrity. You know, you look at the royal family and you think, oh, that's a nice family. They've got good principles. Or you might look at a celebrity, maybe not a footballer, but somebody, and think, he's really cool. I want to be like him because he's really good fun and everybody likes him. Jesus is like that. He is a celebrity when it comes to the Bible. Everybody wants to be like him because his character is so wonderful. He knew God really well. He was full of life. He was dedicated to his Father. And the things that he taught were groundbreaking. It's fine, don't worry.
I think I'm distracted by it.
Okay. So that's the first thing. Secondly, he gave himself to give us eternal life. As it says, you know, God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, everyone might be saved and have eternal life. So if we believe in Jesus and the things that he taught and showed us, then we have a hope for the future. So to be saved, we need to believe in Jesus, his teaching, and to follow his example. So in these two simple verses, we've seen one of the greatest ways in which he gave us. It gave himself for us. So he actually gave himself. His entire life was devoted to saving us. So we've actually seen tonight that the Bible, although it's very complicated and beautiful, is teaching us a very simple message. And one of the love of God, how much love God has for us. So you might have some questions about this. So there's all sorts of things we haven't looked at from the Bible. But, you know, for example, it might be, well, how does living forever work? What does it mean? I don't understand what it's like to live forever. How do we show that we believe in Jesus and that we believe in his work and want to be like him? How do we actually show that in our lives? And how did Jesus give himself also? We've seen the basics of his character tonight and how this works, but there's we really only just scratched the surface. And he did so much. So actually that's where I'm about to finish. The Bible, we've seen that it's a wonderful message of love from our Father in heaven. It's a guidebook to life, and it contains very important principles about how to live. And it's more than that. It also gives us a hope for the future if we follow those principles. And this is amazing, especially now, because sometimes the world around us can look really bleak and the future can seem very dark. Looking at all the politicians, it's like, oh, I don't trust any of these people. But God is in control of all that, and he gives us a hope for the future. So I just want to finish with one more different passage. So reading this passage will hopefully highlight some of the things that we've been talking about already. It might also raise a few more questions for you, like, well, why is this and why is that? What's he saying here? So if you have any questions, I'm sure people can help you. People can we can talk through it together. So it's 1 John and chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 7 here. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this is the love of God was made manifest among us, that he sent his only Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Thank you.